And so yesterday also we talked about Pokemon Go briefly, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. This is the new game that they don't have it out yet, but they showed a video that did not look at all real, but it's sort of an augmented reality. You're out in the world, and it's based on Ingress, which I just learned today is a real game where you do go out in the real world. Have you ever played Ingress?
I haven't, but it sounds super weird. Like I've heard about it, and I like it was very strange to me that Google bought it and had it for a while. They spun off the company that makes Ingress just a few weeks ago, probably in anticipation of this deal with Nintendo. Ingress is, I guess, for anyone who doesn't know, it's like this augmented reality smartphone game where you have to physically go out into the world and kind of like claim different locations. And then there's other people who are also vying for the same locations. I'm probably butchering what this is, but I haven't personally tried it. But it sounds crazy. I mean, once you attach an IP like Pokemon to it, then it becomes like a really potentially big deal. I think this game has potential to be really huge.
So it's a wearable that you have. It's like a bracelet, like a little piece of plastic and a bracelet that you wear around your wrist, I guess, for the
day. I think the wearable is optional.
Okay.
I think, but you're right. Nintendo is building this like bracelet kind of thing that has like a rumble feature on it, so that I think they said it's more designed around, you know, if the parent has the game on their phone and they have like a toddler who also wants to kind of be involved in the action, they can wear the bracelet. But the game itself, I think, can be fully contained on a smartphone where you're holding the phone up. It's using the camera from the device to kind of capture the world. And then on the screen, it overlays maybe like a Pokemon on it. And then you can kind of like throw a fake Pokeball to capture him or like compete with other people. Augmented reality on phones has not really taken off in any use case, but in gaming either. So I think like once you bring such a huge brand like Pokemon and Nintendo to it, and this is a really cool idea, if they can pull this off, like this could be one of the biggest new apps for next year.
Well, the video looks really interesting. I mean, everyone is involved. I'm not sure who's actually working or doing jobs. Maybe the robots are all doing the jobs at this point.
It's totally conceptual, but like if they can do even half of this stuff and the ideas are amazing, then this could be awesome.